Okay, I actually told the story before, so many of you must be quite familiar with that story. And this story actually has, it's not a story Sanatana Goswami gave, the very essence of Srimad Bhagavatam in his book, the Brihad Bhagavatamritam. And this Brihad Bhagavatamrita has two sections. And the first part deals with different stages of devotional service or different stages of elevation in the devotional platform. And the second part deals with the description of how a living entity goes back to Godhead. So this is also not the entire portion of the entire second part, but it's a major part of the second part, because first, in the initial part of the initial section of the second part, deals with a Brahmin who got the Dashakhar mantra, the 10-syllable Gopal mantra, and he was traveling, and then he was experiencing various spiritual experiences, and then he came in contact with this Gop Kumar, and then Gop Kumar gave him his realization or his experience in spiritual advancement, that how he gradually was elevated to Vrindavan. So Gop Kumar was actually a cowherd boy in the hill, in the Govardhan hill, and he used to tend his cows with other friends and play in the Govardhan and around pasturing grounds, and they would often see one man, one Brahmin. He was steeped in some transcendental experiences. They would see him sing sometimes and dance with joy. The holy name of the he would sing the holy names of the Lord and dance in ecstasy. Sometimes he would cry and roll on the ground. And so this man appeared to be very strange, but he was actually very affectionate to all the cowherd boys. Like when he would see the cowherd boys, he would show them great respect because they are cowherd boys, and he would caress them, he would even kiss them. And these cowherd boys also were very fond of him, and they would give him milk and try to render some service to him. Then one day this Gop Kumar, he was alone, and he met this personality, and he told him, "You go and take your, if you want to get the mantra, then you go to the Jamuna and take a bath. I'll give you the mantram." So Gop Kumar, he went and took a bath in the Jamuna and then came back to him. And then this Brahmin, this devotee, he was more than a Brahmin actually, this devotee gave him the mantra, Gopal mantra. And then after giving this mantra, he explained to him how to meditate on the mantra and how to practice the chanting of the mantra. And while he was explaining, this guru of Gop Kumar, he became absorbed in ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, and he fainted. And when then after he came back to his senses, outer senses, he just got up and walked away from there. So since Gop Kumar got the mantra from his guru, he began to chant the mantra. He did not know the importance of the mantra. He also did not even know how properly to chant the mantra. Sometimes he would chant the mantra rather carelessly. But still, since he got the mantra from his guru, he used to chant it with sincerity. That now I got the mantra from my guru, so I must chant. So he used to go to some quiet place and he used to chant away from others' vision. And while he was doing that, he began to develop some love for the Lord. Then one day he saw a Brahmin worshipping a Shaligram Shila. And so he asked the Brahmin that, what are you doing, what this is? So then the Brahmin explained that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. And so when Gopkumar was told that the Shaligram Shila was Narayan himself, then Gopkumar felt that, yes, this is Narayan. And then when the Brahmin put the Shaligram in a box, the Gopkumar began to cry. He said, see, he did not offer proper food to the Lord. The Lord is starving and the Lord will... So he began to lament like that. Then the Brahmin said, see, I am just a poor Brahmin and I do not have that opulence to render such kind of opulent service to the Lord. But if you are really desirous to see the opulent service, then you go to the king's temple and there the Lord is worshipped with great grandeur. So then Gopkumar set out for the temple of the king and he saw that it's a gorgeous temple and the Lord is being worshipped with great awe and reverence, with great grandeur. And so Gopkumar was very happy and he began to stay in the temple and he used to just take the Mahaprasad and he used to spend his whole time in the temple. So this way Gopkumar, in great joy, he started to pass his time in the temple of the king. And in the meantime, the king died. And when the king died and he didn't have any son, so the king's ministers, actually the king adopted him as his son. And so after the king died, Gopkumar became the king of that country. And when he became the king of the country, he dedicated all his time and all his wealth in worshipping the Lord nicely, very gorgeously. And so this way the Gopkumar was passing his time serving the Lord in the temple. Although he was the king, he was very concerned about, simply about serving the Lord and so that his subjects could become also devotees of the Lord. But then Gopkumar would see that some sadhus, they were very much concerned about who touched the Mahaprasad. If a non-Brahmin touched the Mahaprasad, then the sadhus will not take the Mahaprasad. So Gopkumar became very sad. He felt that Mahaprasad is actually transcendental and Mahaprasad never becomes contaminated. It may be brought from a distant place or it may be dry or it may be even touched by some low-born people, but still Mahaprasad under all circumstances is transcendental. So Gopkumar used to lament like that these sadhus, they do not know how to honor Mahaprasad. Then from some other sadhu, Gopkumar, one day he was lamenting like that, so then he heard from some other sadhu that there is a place called Purushottam Kshetra, there the Lord is present as in his Daru Brahma form, and there Lakshmi Devi herself cooks the prasad for the Lord, and Lord eats the prasad himself with great relish, and that prasad is distributed to everybody, and there the Mahaprasad is really honored. So he became interested, so he went to the Nilachala Jagannath Puri, Purushottam Kshetra. And when he went there, he saw the Lord Jagannath with his big lotus eyes, but just glancing at all his devotees. And anybody who sees the Lord's lotus eyes, his life's mission becomes fulfilled. That means he attains perfection. And in that place, the animals, the birds, the trees and plants, everything is liberated. Like even animals like asses and crows, after they give up their bodies, they go back to Godhead. And he got to realize that this place is non-different from Vrindavan. The gardens in Purushottam Kshetra are actually the forests of Vrindavan. The ocean is the Jamuna River, And so this way he realized that this Purushottam Kshetra is actually non-different from Vrindavan. And yeah, and the Nilachal mountain, the Niladri, is the Govardhan hill. So this Purushottam Kshetra is actually non-different from Vrindavan. So he was passing his times in great joy. And then one day Lord Jagannath instructed him to go back to Vrindavan. So he went back to Vrindavan again. And, oh no, I'm sorry. In the meantime, the king of that country died. The king of Nilachal, the king of that country died, and the king's son, he was not interested about worldly affairs. So he didn't want to ascend the throne. So Jagannath in a dream instructed the ministers that find out the person who has the divine signs in his person and make him the king. And they found all these signs, the divine symptoms in the body of Gop Kumar. So they made him the king of Jagannath Puri, king of Utkal province. So when he became the king, he also dedicated himself solely to serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead and increasing his worship, standard of his worship. So he very elaborately started the Ratha Yatra festival, and he established the Gundicha temple. And so this way he dedicated his time and life in serving Lord Jagannath. Then one day he was instructed by Lord Jagannath to go to Vrindavan. So he went back to Vrindavan, and there on the way, he heard somebody, some Brahmins told him, some sadhus told him about the heavenly planets where the Lord is eternally present. He went back to Vrindavan, but in Vrindavan he could not see the Lord. The Lord was absent, missing from there. So he used to lament, like in Purushottam Kshetra, in Jagannath Puri, he used to see the Lord all the time. But now in Vrindavan he cannot see the Lord. So he became very distressed. So then some sadhus told him that in the heavenly planet, the Lord is present as Upendra, Indra's younger brother, and Vamanadev. And he accepts the service directly from Indra. He accepts his prasad, and so he became interested to see. So when he was interested, then a chariot came from the heavenly planet. And I missed one portion also, I'll just kind of fill it in now. When he was in Purushottam Kshetra, he actually he felt that now my life has become fully successful. Now I do not have anything to look forward to. So this is the perfection of life. And thinking that, he stopped chanting the mantra. So then one day he saw his guru in the temple, and he was totally absorbed in transcendental ecstasy. But when he looked towards Jagannath and then again looked at his guru, then he saw that his guru was not there. So he began to look for his guru everywhere. And then finally he saw his guru on the bank of the ocean, and his guru told him not to stop chanting the holy name. He said, this chanting of the holy name should not be given up under any circumstances at any time. It should be chanted all the time, because holy name itself is the perfection. So this way the guru instructed him not to give up the holy name. So Gop Kumar again started to chant the holy name very diligently. Although he became the king, but still he would find time to chant the mantra. Anyway, so then he went back to Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan, when he was missing the association of the Lord, then someone came and told him that that in the heavenly planet the Lord is present as Bamanadev. So he desired to go to the heavenly planet, and in the meantime, one chariot came from the heavenly planets, and the chariot took him to the heavenly planets. So he was in the heavenly planets, and he saw Indra. He saw the Lord present, and he was very happy there. So in the meantime, Indra forcibly molested one Muni's wife, and being afraid of being cursed by the Muni and lamenting for his wrongdoing, Indra left the heaven and he disappeared. So then when there was no Indra to rule the kingdom of heaven, the demons became very strong. So there was the need for appointing someone as Indra. So the Lord Bamanadev instructed Brihaspati and other leading heavenly personalities to make Gop Kumar the Indra. So Gop Kumar became Indra, and although he became Indra, he did not indulge in the enjoyments of the heavenly planets. He was very respectful to Mother Sachi, Indra's wife, and also Aditi, Indra's mother. And he did not stay in the palace of Indra. He stayed in Nandankanan, the forest of the heavenly planet, the garden of the heavenly planet. So he used to live in the Nandankanan, and he used to take care of all the affairs of the heavenly planets. And so this way he was in the heavenly planets for a long, long time. And he actually stayed there for 1 year. 1 year means, 1 year according to heavenly planets is 4 yugas of the earth planet. Shatta, Treta, Dapur and Kali put together make 1 year of the heavenly planets. So he was in the heavenly planets like that for 1 year as an Indra. And then one day he saw a very brilliant personality. He appeared. In great respect. And so, like Brihaspati and everybody, and they asked him also to treat him with great awe and reverence. So then he asked, who is this personality? Who is so brilliant personality? So he was told that this is Bhrigu Muni, and he actually came from Maharloka. And then he was told that the Maharloka is above Swarga Loka, the heavenly planet, and the great sages lived there. And although at the time of Pralaya, at the time of devastation, even Swarga Loka is destroyed, but Maharloka does not get destroyed. And in Maharloka, the Lord is present, and He appears from the sacrificial fire. So he became desirous to go to the Maharloka. So as he desired, by the potency of his chanting the mantra, a chariot came and took him to Maharloka. So he went to the Maharloka, and there he saw that very many great personalities, great, great sages were there. And the Lord, in every house the Lord is worshipped. And then from the sacrificial fire, the Lord appears and he accepts all their offerings. So Gop Kumar was very happy to get such close association of the Lord. And then some of the residents of Maharloka told him that, look, although you are a Vaishya, but now that you are in Maharloka, we will initiate you and make you a Brahmin. But he did not want to become a Brahmin, because he felt that if he becomes a Brahmin, then he'll be too much caught up with all these rituals of worshipping. And besides that, he wanted to remain as a Vaishya so that he can serve the Brahmins and the Lord. So this way he was in the... So there everybody was very affectionate to him in Maharloka. Then he was told about Janaloka, that even at the time, yeah, at the time of annihilation, the heat reaches the region of Maharloka. So although it is not destroyed at the time of annihilation, but the heat becomes so intense that they leave Maharloka and go to Janaloka. So he got to know about Janaloka. And then one day he saw a 5 or 6 year old boy, very brilliant. And he came to Maharloka and all the sages were offering him all respect. Although this boy looked like a young, this personality looked like just a young boy, everybody was so respectful to him. So he asked them, who is this person? So they said, oh, you don't know, he is the eldest son of Brahma. He is Shanat Kumar. He is one of the 4 Kumars. And he is a Naishtik Brahmachari. He came from Tapaloka. And Tapaloka is the place for Naishtik Brahmacharis. He was told about the glories of Tapaloka. So the Gop Kumar, he was chanting the holy name of the Lord and he was thinking of Tapaloka. So just by the potency of the holy name, he was elevated to Tapaloka. So, and when he, when he was chanting and he desired and chanting, he also became very brilliant as Shanat Kumar. With his potency, he was elevated to the Tapaloka. So when he went to Tapaloka, he saw the 4 Kumars and he asked them where the Lord was because he couldn't see the Lord. But these 4 Kumars were so absorbed in the meditation that they didn't answer. They didn't hear him question. So then there was a great sage called Pippalayan Rishi. He was one of the associates of the Kumars. So Pippalayan Rishi told him, consoled him. So another day, Gop Kumar became very frustrated. He felt, the Lord, I can't see the Lord here, so I don't want to stay here. So he wanted to go back to Vrindavan. So then Pippalayan Rishi told him that, why do you want to go back to Vrindavan? Because you can see the Lord here also. Lord is sitting in your heart. After all, you cannot see the Lord with your eyes. You have to see the Lord in your heart. And so try to see him in meditation. Because that is the way, that is the real way to see the Lord. And even though you may see the Lord through your eyes, but actually you see him with your heart. So this way he instructed him. And then Shanat Kumar, the 4 Kumars, told him that, no, you don't go. And then he saw the different forms of the Lord in the personalities of these Kumars. Sometimes they took up the form, he saw Narayan, sometimes he saw Vamanadev, sometimes he saw Baraha, sometimes he saw Nrisimha. So he began to see all different forms of the Lord. So he realized that these persons are non-different from the Lord himself. So he felt very bad and he started to offer prayers and lamenting that, my Lord, I made a mistake. I offended you, thinking you to be something different from the Lord. And then Shanat Kumar touched him. And when he touched him, then he in his heart also began to see the Lord. Various forms of the Lord in his heart. And then he also saw the Lord outside his heart. So meaning he was in a trance and he began to see the Lord everywhere. So then one day Brahma came there, and all the inhabitants of Tapoloka became very respectful to Brahma, and Brahma was very concerned about them, very affectionate towards them. So he wondered, who is this personality? And then he was told that this is Lord Brahma, and he was told about Lord Brahma's abode. So then, as he desired to go there, he was elevated to Brahma Loka. And there he saw that Lord Brahma was very affectionately treated by the Lord himself. And at the time of Brahma's night, the Lord and Brahma used to lie down on the Shesha, Ananta Shodhya. And then one day Brahma touched the foam of the causal ocean, Karan Samudra. And as he touched the foam, from there came a tremendous demon, horrible looking demon. And he attacked Brahma, and Brahma, being afraid, he ran away from there. So then, when the Brahma Loka became without Brahma, then Gop Kumar was made Brahma. So he became the Brahma, and there he when he became Brahma, his only concern was to spread Krishna consciousness all over the universe, and he appointed devotees in the position of Indra, Prajapatis and Varun. All these big positions were given to the devotees. So then he, after some time in Brahma Loka, one day the Lord instructed him to go back to Vrindavan. So he went back to Vrindavan, and when he went to Vrindavan, he saw the whole earth planet has changed, because so many kalpas have passed in the meantime. It was not the same planet that he saw before. It was a totally different planet with time. But Vrindavan and Mathura Mandal, the land of Mathura, was still the same. So he went there, and he saw that although the land is the same, but all his friends and cows and others are not there. But this place was same as before. People were tending cows, and the gopis were churning butter. And he was looking for his guru everywhere in the forests of Vrindavan. Then one day, in a forest, he saw his guru. And when he saw his guru, he just fell flat at his lotus feet. And the guru also became very joyful seeing him and embraced him. And then the guru gave him the mantra. Mantra he already gave before, but he instructed on the mantra, that how to meditate on the mantra and the other practices. Now some practices could not be spoken, so he, with symbolic expressions, he explained it to him. So then the guru just disappeared from there. And so Gop Kumar began to chant according to the instruction of his guru. And then he gradually shed his gross body. His gross body just fell away, and he shoot out for the Mahakalpur. Actually, the Lord in Brahma Loka instructed him about the Mahakalpur. Well, here also I missed one point. Actually, the reason why he went back to Vrindavan was, in Brahma Loka, one day he saw a living entity who was liberated. He was going back to the spiritual sky. So he wondered, who was that personality? Because all the inhabitants of Brahma Loka were offering him great respect. So he was wondering who that person, why they all were offering him respects. And he was told that he is actually he has been liberated, and he is going back to Godhead. So he wondered what that liberation meant. So then the when he inquired like that, then all the scriptures, the personified scriptures, they all came and they began to have a discussion among themselves. So the lesser scriptures, they pointed out that attaining liberation in Brahma Jyoti through the practice of Jnana Yoga is the highest goal. So this way, then they came to the conclusion that by chanting, what is the goal of chanting the name of the Lord? Now some said that chanting, the goal of chanting is to attain liberation, and some said the goal of chanting is to develop the love for the Lord. So this way they were fighting among themselves. Then the more elevated Vedic personalities like Vaishnav Tantra, Pancharatra and Bhagavat, in unison they chastised these lesser Vedas. They were quiet all this while. They chastised them. They said that, look, you all are fighting among yourselves without understanding the real conclusion. And in unison, they pointed out that the conclusion is that by chanting the holy name, one attains the love for the Lord. And that is the purpose of Sankirtan. And only in Namabhash, in the clearing stage of chanting the holy name, one attains liberation. But pure chanting gives the love of the Lord. So then he was explained about the transcendental nature in more elaborately by Bhagavatam. And he was instructed to go back to Vrindavan. So he went back to Vrindavan and he met the Guru. He got the further instructions. And then he shoot out for the spiritual sky. So he gave up his gross body, and when he shoot out, then gradually all these planets, the 14 planetary systems, disappeared from his vision, and he came to the outer shells of the material universe. The first shell was the covering of earth. Their earth personified was worshipping the Lord in his Varaha, Mahavaraha form. And there, after worshipping the Lord, Varahadev, earth personified, asked Gop Kumar to stay there, and he offered him all the opulences of that planet, that region. But Gop Kumar declined. He offered his obeisances and he proceeded for the next one. The next one was the layer of water, the causal layer of water. There, the water personified was worshipping the Lord in his Meena form, Meena incarnation. And then he went to the next one that was there. The Lord was being worshipped in his, that's the layer of fire. And there the Lord was worshipped as Vivashan, the sun god. Actually, that is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he came to the air region where the Lord was being worshipped as Aniruddha. Then he came to the ether. There the Lord was being worshipped as Pradyumna. Then he came to the platform of ego. There the Lord was being worshipped as Shankarshan. And then he came to the region of Mahatattva. There the Lord was being worshipped as Vasudev. And then gradually, one after another layers, he went by. And then finally, he came to the layer of material nature herself, Maya's nature, Maya's abode. And that layer was very, very dark. That was the darkest, the most tamoshic region. It was in darkness. And there he saw the Maya herself was worshipping the Lord in his Mohini form. And then after she worshipped, after completing her worshipping Mohini, Maya invited Gop Kumar to stay there with her, said that she offered him all the siddhis, and told him to stay there and enjoy with her, and said that either you enjoy with me, or even if you want to get liberated, then also you can't get it without my sanction, because it's I who control this material nature, and it is I who is also present in the spiritual nature as the potency of the Lord, as the sister of the Lord, as Yogamaya. And so, understanding her to be the potency of the Lord, Gop Kumar offered her obeisances and he left. And then he came to the Mahakalpur, the region of Brahma Jyoti, and there he could not see the Lord. And he became very disturbed when he couldn't see the Lord. He was in that region, he was losing his identity. He was about to get the Shajujya Mukti. That's what happens in Brahma Jyoti. One loses his identity. And it's when one loses his identity, then he forgets his goal, where he's supposed to go. And he became very worried. And he began to pray Lord Jagannath at that time. Then he heard some music. And then he saw Lord Shiva sitting on a bull. He was coming down. And all his associates were chanting his glories around him. And Parvati was sitting on his lap. And he wondered who that personality was. And he was told by Nandishwar that this is Lord Shiva. And he was singing the glories of Lord Shiva and pointed out how Lord Shiva is non-different from Narayan himself. And then they invited him to join their group. So at that time, he saw some personalities just came down, very brilliant looking personalities. Four-handed personalities were holding mace, conch shell discs and lotus. And their complexion was like lightning blue. And he wondered who they were. And he was told by Ganesh that they were the Vishnu Dutas, and they were just going to different universes to deliver living entities. And then he saw that these personalities, some of them entered into the four-headed Brahmas, Brahmanda. Then some, there were Brahmandas with eight-headed Brahmas. Then there were Brahmandas with 16-headed Brahmas. And according to their heads, the involvement was increasing, and the region also, the area was also increasing. And then said that there were, ultimately there were 10 million headed Brahmas. And so then he was instructed by the Vishnu Dutas to go back to Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is the abode of the Lord, and that's non-different from the spiritual sky. So, being instructed by them, he went back to Vrindavan again. And in Vrindavan, when he was there, he was informed about Vaikuntha planets. And then one day the Vishnu Dutas came with the chariot and took him to Vaikuntha Loka. And in Vaikuntha, this Vishnu Dutas were just took him, and as they approached the gate, they told him to wait outside and they would go in and inform and get the due permission for his entrance. So when he was waiting, then he saw one personality just came by in a chariot, a flying machine, we can say. And he thought that this was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he began to offer his prayers to that personality. And this personality got very disturbed. He says, no, I am not the Lord. I am just a servant of the servant of the Lord. And please do not embarrass me like this. And saying that, he just went in. So then he saw some other personality came, and he felt that this must be the Lord. So he offered his prayers and obeisances again. And this personality also did the same. So this way, so many personalities were just going in into the Vaikuntha planet, and each time he saw that this must be the Lord. But ultimately he was told that they were not the Lords, but they were simply the humble servants of the Lord, although they were endowed with the same opulence. Then the Vishnudutas came and took him in, and so he was taken to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was adorning the throne, and Lakshmi Devi was sitting next to him. So this way he was taken to Vaikuntha planet. And in Vaikuntha, he had the direct association of the Lord, and he also was offered the four-handed Shajuja form, the same form as the Lord's. But he declined. He wanted to retain his two-armed form. And although he was in Vaikuntha, but he was not fully satisfied. His heart used to yearn for that young boy who tends the cows and who is so full of joy and who is so attractive. So one day Narad Muni asked him that in Vaikuntha there is no anxiety and there is no lamentation, but how come you look so dissatisfied? So then he explained to Narad Muni about his heart's feelings. And then Narad Muni looked around that no one is around. And then very carefully he told him that about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, how he performed his Vrindavan pastimes. And then by Narad Muni's instruction, Narad Muni then took him to Uddhava in Dwarka. And then Uddhava gave him the knowledge of Vrindavan. And then he was elevated to Vrindavan. So when he arrived in Vrindavan, it was afternoon. And he saw different people. Some ladies were plucking flowers. Some cowherd boys were tending some cows. And they all were singing the glories of Gopal, but he couldn't see Gopal anywhere. Then he went to the town, the village, and he saw everyone there is talking about Gopal, but he couldn't see him. So, and finally in the evening, he saw that the horizon became filled with the dust from the hooves of the cows, and he heard the mooing of the cows and the laughter of the young boys. And then he saw from a distance that the cows, the Krishna is returning from the pasturing ground with his cows and cowherd friends, boyfriends. And so Krishna and Balaram were in front. And when Krishna spotted him from a distance, Krishna began to run towards him, and Gop Kumar also ran towards Krishna. And then Krishna embraced him, and Gop Kumar, in an embrace, both Gop Kumar and Krishna fainted in ecstasy. Then Balaram came and brought Krishna back to his senses. And this is how Gop Kumar went back to Godhead. So this part, of course, needs some elaborate descriptions. Maybe that I can do tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada.